we're doing Zechariah. We're up to what's called the second chapter, the fifth pasuk. And the Navi had been describing the future redemption, the retribution that Hashem will send to the nations. And now the Navi continues in pasuk hey, Vaisa einai, va'ere v'hine ish. I lifted my eyes, and I saw, behold, a man. Uvyado chevel midam. And he was holding a tape measure. Where in Chazal's time, in the Navi's time, he calls it the string of measurement. Meaning they used the string that had a set measurement. That he's going to measure what he's going to measure. So the Navi asks him, Va'omar ana ata holech. So I asked him, where are you going? Va'yomer elai. Lamodet Yerushalayim Lirot kama rochba v'chama oka. So he says, I am going to measure Jerusalem. I want to see how wide and how long it is now, because the Navi, the Malach, is indicating to the Navi that right now it's tiny compared to the size it's going to be. Vehine hamalach hadover bi yotze umalach acher yotze likratom. So the original angel who was talking to the Navi Zechariah, not the one who was going to measure, but the original angel who started the conversation with Zechariah in the beginning of the book, that's the malach hadover bi, the angel that's been talking through me. So I see him, says Zechariah, I see him going out, and he is also going to ask him what's he measuring. Umalach acher yotze likrato, and another angel came out to greet him. Vayomer elav rutz daber el hanar halaz leimor. So, this new angel who's come onto the scene runs out and tells the angel who was talking to me all along, that original angel, he tells him, run quickly and tell that lad the following. Tell Zechariah the following. Zechariah was still a youngster. Perazot teshev Yerushalayim merov adam uvheima bitocha. He says, he shouldn't think like you, that in the future, the city is going to be measured like it's being measured now. No, the city of Jerusalem will have no measurement. The city of Jerusalem will be without walls. Right now it's tiny compared to the giant size it's going to be in the future. Yerushalayim is going to be so inhabited that it's going to be as though there's no limit. It's going to be so full and bustling with humans and cattle that they won't be able to keep walls around Jerusalem. It'll just keep growing. Vani ehegela neum Adonai chomat esh saviv. Hashem says, and they won't have to worry from any enemies, because I will protect it from the enemies. I will be like a wall of fire around Jerusalem. Ul chavod ehegeh vitocha. And I will put my Shechina in their midst. I will be the honor that's at the center of Jerusalem. Ordinarily, any respectable city has fortification around it. Every castle has its fort. So don't think that the city is going to be without walls, so it won't be a respectable city. Quite the contrary. It's going to be the most respected city, because ul chavodeh yeh v'tocha. I will be the honor in the midst of Jerusalem, as I will settle in Jerusalem, says God. Hoi hoi vinusu meyeretz tzafon ne'um Adonai. He looks out to the future redemption, and he says, "Whoa, whoa, you ten tribes that have exiled from the land of Israel, come out of the north, come quickly, vinusu." Run out, me'eretz tzafon, from the lands of the north, Neum Hashem, says Hashem. So the hoi hoi is like attention, attention, hear ye, hear ye. He's calling them. Ki ke arba ruchot hashamayim perasti etchem ne'um Adonai. Because I've scattered you like the four winds of the heaven. Just like you have the four directions, north, south, east, west, so too I've scattered you in every direction around the globe, and now I say, come back. Because you've been distanced all over the planet. The Gemara says, it doesn't say, it doesn't say, I've scattered you in the four corners of the heaven, but rather it says, like the four winds, like the four directions I've scattered you. So the Gemara says, just as the world consistently has wind, so too the world will consistently have a Jewish people. Meaning the Pasuk, although the Pasuk is discussing our scattering, and our scattering in the diaspora has also been the danger of annihilation. In every country we've been persecuted. Nonetheless, the Navi, in saying so, is also saying, Kel ba'uchot ha-shamayim perasti etchem, I've scattered you like the four winds of the heaven, in that just as the wind continues, so too the Jewish people will continue. Hoy Tzion himaleti. He calls out to Judea, he calls out to Zion, and says, you, himaleti, you escape from the place that you've been exiled. It's time to return. Yoshevet bat Bavel. So he's talking to the inhabitants of Zion. He says, you, Judea, who have lived in Zion, come out. Yeah, come out of your exile. Now, Yoshevet bat Bavel, you've been living out in Babylon. It's time to return. Ki cho amar Adonai Tzevaot. Achar kavod shelachani el hagoyim asholelim etchem. Hashem says the following: after I've declared that I will be in Jerusalem and I will be the honor of Jerusalem, achar kavod, Hashem says, after my declaration that I am the honor, I am the one that will settle in Jerusalem, afterwards I send you out with a prophecy, shelachani el hagoyim, to the nations asholelim etchem, that have been looting you. Ki anogeya bachem, nogeya bevavat eino. Hashem says a fantastic line. Hashem says, I want you to know that if you touch my children, it's like you're touching my eyeball. If there's one part of the body that a person reacts to when you try to touch him, it's his eyeball. You know, you touch a person's ear, touch a person's eye. The eyeball is something that's very sensitive. I was once at the eye doctor and he had a machine that had to check the pressure of the eyeball. And they tell you, open your eyes, keep it open, right? Yeah, it's one of the hardest things. Keep it open as they put a machine that pushes against your eyeball. Hanogea b'chem, Hashem says, whoever touches you, my Jewish people, nogea b'vavate noah, Hashem says, it's like he's touching the eye. It's like he's touching my eye. And he should realize that he's harming himself because I'm not going to stand for it. Ki hinni menif et yadi aleihem. Because Hashem says, I'm going to swipe them. I'm going to swat my hand against them. You know, when a fly comes near your eye, you right away shoo it away. So that's what Hashem says. Ki hinni menif et yadi aleihem. I will swing my hand against them, v'hayu shalal le'ovedehem, and then they will be the ones looted by those who originally served them. Meaning all the years they persecuted the Jewish people and the Jewish people were forced to serve under them. I'm going to turn it around, Hashem says, v'hayu shalal, and they will be the ones looted le'ovedehem by the ones who were previously their workers. Vidatem ki Adonai Tzevaot shelachani. And when all this happens, then you'll know that God sent me. The Navi says, Roni v'simchi ba'atzion. Roni and simchi. Roni is a type of jubilation. Be jubilant. V'simchi and be happy. Ba'atzion, the daughter of Zion. Ki hineni v'shachanti v'tochech ne'um Adonai, because I'm coming, Jerusalem, and I will live in your midst. So it's time for jubilation and joy. Vinilvu koyim rabim el Adonai bayom ahu vehayuli le'am. And then the masses of nations will come and join. The masses of nations will come to Hashem on that day, and they will become part of His nation. They too will accept monotheism. V'shachanti v'tochech v'yadat ki Adonai tzevaot shelachani eilayich. I will live in your midst. I won't be anywhere else. And so you will recognize that Hashem is the one that Hashem tzevakot shelachani eilayich, that Hashem is the one that sent me to you. So the stress over here is, here the Navi is saying that the nations will also advance in the future. V'hayu li la'am, they will become part of my nation. The Talmud says in the future, all the nations will become gerim. So, if all the nations will become gerim, so who's the Navi talking for? On whose side is he? Says the Navi, when Hashem rests in your midst, v'yadat ki Hashem tzevakot shelachani eilayich, you'll know that the main purpose of my prophecy is for you. The fact that they'll also join, fine, but the main purpose is for you. V'nachal Adonai et Yehuda chelko al admat hakodesh uvachar od birushalayim. And Hashem will again take Judea, Hashem will again take Jerusalem as His chosen lot, and settle His Shekhinah over there. Has kol basar mipnei Adonai, ki neyo mimeon kodsho. And the Navi turns to the nations, and he says, you know what's going to happen? Has kol basar, all flesh and blood, all human beings will be silent mipnei Hashem, from the awe of Hashem, kineo mimeon kodsho, because He has arisen, so to speak. It's as though he is awoken, so to speak, mimeon kodsho, from His holy resting place, meaning the heavens. Now Hashem has come down. Until now, it's as though God was resting. It's as though God was saying, okay, I'm going to be quiet. So for years, the Jews suffered in the diaspora, and the Navi says, it's going to seem as though God has gone to sleep. Well, you're going to see what happens when it's as though God wakes up. Kineo, because God has arisen, mimon kocho, from His holy place, from His holy home, so to speak, the heavens. Now God is going to start getting involved more overtly in what's happening down below, and the nations have what to worry about. So that's what the Navi concludes this prophecy with. Has kol basar, you nations are going to be silent in awe and fear, mipnei Hashem, because suddenly you'll recognize that Hashem has come onto the scene.